Next up, we've got David Taro with One Hit Wonder.
You were a one-hit wonder in the summer 1985. Your voice on the radio, all the TV shows, it felt like you'd arrive. Oh, and the crowd sung, oh my, oh my. Oh, and the crowd sung, oh my, oh my. Love, but you can't go back, no, you can't go back again.
The first thing I notice in this song is that there's a dropout that happens, and it's kind of like a faded dropout, and it's super effective. Like, even though I know it's coming at various points in the song, it still hits me every time it happens, and I'm like, oh, that dropout is so cool. David's vocals also just sound amazing here. He reminds me of a singer like Todd Rundgren or that Pete Ham fellow from Badfinger. This just sounds like the kind of power pop that I really, really like. And the chorus hits you like a blast of sunshine, and then there's like this Rhodes electric piano on the bridge that just sounds perfect. And he does this thing with like EQ and distortion on some of the vocal lines, like this line, oh my, oh my. And the way he treats these vocals is extremely clever. It's made to sound like it's from the past, and it really works to harken back to a time when, you know, this one-hit wonder that he's singing about was on the radio. The chorus effect on the guitar also sounds just fantastic. This is wonderful, and if I had a Spin Tunes playlist, this would definitely be on it. Absolutely fitting, I think, that he won this round because he crushed the brief. This is a song about a song, and it's very effective, and it's super well done.
I need to take back my previous criticisms of David Taro. First off, this is a really great work, and I really enjoyed it. It is unlike his first two rounds. But secondly, if everyone was more fond of his work than I was, then the problem is with me. And I got to admit that, and I got to be okay with that. I mean, I understand the value of, you know, sticking to my guns in terms of my own opinions. But also, like, if everyone enjoys something except for me, then I shouldn't be reviewing it, you know, because who would that review be for? It's like, I can't sort of say, well, this is how you should stop enjoying this music that you're enjoying. It doesn't make any sense. So it's like,
you're wrong.
Yeah. I need to acknowledge that, like, everybody enjoys this, so this has to be fine and it has to be good. And if I was put off by what seemed to me to be affectation in the voice for this first two rounds, but everybody else enjoyed it, like everybody else enjoyed it, then the problem is with me. And I got to be okay with that. And I am okay with that. Regardless, this is a good and fun song, and I'm sold on the concept. And coincidentally, there's none of that, or at least he's dialed back the affectation that I was complaining about in the previous songs. But yeah, I can't say anything bad about David Taro anymore. I'm resigned to that.
So I've known David for a while. I mean, as well as one knows anybody on the internet. He and I joined form at the same time. And his songwriting has gone up on the graph of excellence at a speed that I dream of. I mean, he has improved. And I mean, to be honest, even when he started, he was very, very good. But he's at another level. His songwriting is excellent. It's so professional. A lot of people talk about his songs being radio ready. They absolutely are. You could hear this on the radio tomorrow. I understood what you meant when you talked about the affectation. I don't know that it's an affectation. I don't know that it's a conscious thing to sound different to how he would sound naturally. I think he has dialed it back a little bit. I think I commented in my review that I preferred the tone of this vocal to the previous two rounds. I think there's an earnestness maybe, or a slight yearning quality that perhaps a straining that sounds slightly overdone sometimes. And it sounds to my ear much more natural like this when he just relaxes a little bit more. But I love this song. This was my number one pick. it met the challenge in exactly the way I was hoping for, although it would have been very boring if all the songs had done it exactly the same way. But the song that I had in my mind as the best or the most direct method of meeting the challenge was Obla Dee Obla Da by the Beatles, which does exactly this trick. It sings a different song, which becomes the hook to this song, but that is a different song that they're singing. Obla Dee Obla Da is a song that Desmond and Molly sing in the song, but it's a different song to the one that's being sung to you. But it's kind of the hook within a hook, and that's exactly what he's done here. And yeah, I love this song. This is a great song.